the South.
Uh-huh.
And y'all really feel me?
Feel us.
East Coast feel me.
Feel us.
West Coast feel me.
Say what?
Dirty South.
Here we go.
Can y'all really feel me?
Baby girl.
East Coast feel me.
Uh-huh.
West Coast feel me.
Can you feel us?
Dirty South.
Dirty.
Nah, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Miami Dolphins victorious yesterday over the Raiders 34-19. Dolphins now 4-6 on the season. Raiders fall to 2-8. They suck. Dolphins now will turn their attention to the Patriots, who lost yesterday to the Rams. And obviously the Dolphins need that to
the Patriots
set themselves
look better
up.
Since Drake May took over.
They definitely look more viable, for sure. They definitely look more viable, for sure. So that's something that you got to keep an eye on, especially with the Dolphins giving up some big plays yesterday. The tackling was less than ideal on some drives.
By the way, it's really hard to do, because keep in mind, if you're in an open field like that as a running back and that guy tackles you, it's going to be pretty difficult for you to have a job. And on the other side, it's considered a great play if he tackles a running back in open field, or anybody for that matter.
You talking about the one that Kohu whipped on?
Yes. It's not as easy as people make it sound like. Right.
It looks bad.
But again, any sudden move by that running back and you stop, then he runs by you. So what you do is you just accelerate, pick a spot, go try to hit it.
I've already looked at, not to look ahead, even though I do that, but I've already started looking at Green Bay forecast for next Thursday. Snow. Snow.
Oh, it's going to be cold.
It's going to be cold.
Let me tell you, November weather up north is tricky. When you get to Thanksgiving or later, there's no doubt.
Dolphins might have to save Thanksgiving, because did you see what happened with the Giants?
No, what happened?
Giants have officially benched Daniel Jones, which means we have a Super Bowl matchup of Cowboys, Giants, Cooper Rush, and Tommy Cutlets, Tommy DeVito. Woo! That's a woof.
Oof.
Like,
bam! What are we supposed to do? Talk to our families?
You know what else they should do? They should fire the guy who ever decided to let Saquon Barkley go, because that would help Daniel Jones.
Oh, he's getting fired. Oh, that guy's getting fired.
Hey, you're like, dude. He's getting fired.
Oh, he's getting fired. There's no doubt about that.
I love the way, was it the owner that came in and Hard Knocks said, "You really want to get rid of Saquon? I really like him."
I'd hate to see him in another, especially a division rival's jersey. Don't worry about it, boss. Don't worry about it.
It's that thinking about running backs right there that's going to get a bunch of people in the league fired. Because a running back is almost as important as offensive line as far as protecting your quarterback, keeping the defense honest. If you can't run the football and the defensive line can tee off on your quarterback, that makes things much more difficult for their success.
Kind of feels like McDaniels rats off a ship on Mostert, huh? Kind of feels that
it's
way.
It's a weird...
trying to fake an injury.
It does kind of look like he's...
not enough.
Streets need a body. And we found out who the body was.
Well, he very clearly was getting punished on Monday Night Football. But even in this game,
he didn't have no carries, right?
No carries, and then in this one, he didn't have any targets, and he had 3 carries for -2 yards. Yeah, did he have a hip injury?
A hip injury.
But he was fine. He was on the sidelines. Yeah, he looked normal.
Then they had him returning
kicks. He went back in after that.
Did he?
Yes.
I thought after they said it, they showed him on the sidelines. He looked completely normal.
No, they said Mostert. No, he went back in.
Okay.
But this is where it's weird. I thought that he was fine.
They said hip injury, and then he's returning kicks. And I'm like, well, I mean.
No, that's what I'm saying. He went back in, and he played off.
Oh, I thought you meant he went back into the locker room.
No.
Yeah, I was very confused.
They just put it on TV, that questionable return. And then he was back in the game.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Probably ought to put them hip pads on, fella.
Jeez.
I don't know. Like, you can do that when you have a lot of talent at the position.
Mm-hmm.
Some teams don't have that luxury.
For sure.
Right? So,
I mean, Etienne's playing well.
And the other thing is that with all the different ways you can give Etienne the ball, it kind of makes him more important in that role anyway. So, yeah, I'm still, look, what did I tell you guys I'm not a fan of? That outside run stuff, the sweep, they're like, those guys on defense are too fast, man. You very, very rarely outflank the defense unless you're New Orleans Saints and you let big fat ass Taysom Hill just go down the sideline, which is amazing. That right there was unbelievable that you let Taysom Hill run down the sideline.
I'm going to be honest with you. You reference this Browns team too much. Like, oh, it's over, dude. Yeah.
There's two games I got
to
watch.
I know, but like, do you?
There's two games I have to watch every week.
You don't really have to watch their games anymore, dude. Let's start. Here's what you need to start doing. Give them reports on Cam Ward. That's what you need to start doing. Give them reports on Shedeur Sanders. Yeah.
But, man, I don't know.
Dade South says Achan ditched the Guardian cap. So his mom probably lifted the suspension. She goes, okay, it's been a month. That's probably what it was. But yeah, man, they took care of business yesterday, man. They took care of business. Little TCB game.
They took care of business. They
had to keep pace
for from the perspective of playing offense.
Mm-hmm.
They played really good offensive football. Maybe not the numbers everybody would like, but to be able to be that consistent, that methodical on a number of occasions and never have a punt, then you're playing good offensive football even though you don't score, you know, a boatload of points.
Jonnu Smith, who's, just had a really, really good season. This was him after the game. He says, on Tua, best QB in the world, man.
Best in the world, man. You got the best quarterback in the world, man. You know what I mean? You know, when you makes things a lot easier for everybody else. And, you know, those guys that came in, during that time when he was down, they did a great job and, helped us as much as they could. Showed a lot of grit and a lot of selflessness. And, you know, we're happy to have those guys, man. And, one's who he is for a reason. So, we're just excited to have him back and excited to get back to where we need to be.
Pause up, dude.
Hey, notice
he
didn't want to throw the other guys on the bus that were playing quarterback when Tua wasn't.
Yeah, they know, though. We all know, dude. We don't have to say it. We know. We've seen him.
Hey, I'm glad to see they using the hell out of Jonnu Smith.
Yeah.
Like, and the defense looks damn near shocked.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
he's been a monster, dude. He's been a monster. He's been great. He's been, it was a bit of a slow roll, but since week four, this guy's been a go-to.
Yep.
He's been absolutely fantastic. And then
that's going to help. That
we had one person, though. We have one person, though, who has to answer for their crimes. And that person's name is Antonio Pierce because he called for Tua to retire. And after the game, he was asked about it.
You made some comments regarding Tua and his concussion history earlier this year. Did you have any talks with him maybe on the field at any point in the game?
No, I got the ultimate respect for Tua, former player. That was it.
That's good.
Thank you.
Damage is done, my friend.
Well, what's it? Who's the last?
Damage is done.
You just said former things. Player. Like, you did you have any conversation? No. Former player.
Former player.
Ultimate respect.
Breakfast. Two eggs. All right, I'm out. Man. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Hey, you can't be saying scrambled eggs, man.
Hey, no, well,
I'm sorry. You know,
you got us in that position.
I apologize.
Wow. But that was funny. Hey, listen.
Can't scramble eggs nowadays.
I guarantee, though, this is what I was saying. Like,
they're too expensive.
I know that Antonio Pierce is, like, I've been in his position before, all right? Because his heart was in the right place, all right? His heart was in the right place when he told Tua to retire. However, there's part of me that thinks, because these coaches are so week to week, I bet you he forgot they played the Dolphins when he said that at week two. I bet you he didn't even realize. And like, as soon as he's like, oh, this is being brought up as fodder. Yup.
Yep. I mean, it's a emotional reaction.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that I have said, and I'll still say to anybody, is you got to understand why these guys play. And as a former player, to know what you put your body through and what you went and played with and some of the injuries you sucked it up and went out and gave whatever you could, you should be more understanding than kind of dismissive of it. And that's kind of what he was. That's the only problem I had with it. I get what he was trying to say. But he should also follow it up with, I played in this league for a long time. I know what I went on the field with and the things I tried to do and what I played with. So I understand what he's going through.
Yeah, well, he didn't, though. He just described himself, former player, Tua, quarterback, ultimate respect. I'm like, what is this, Mad Libs? We know. Thank you.
Long walks on the beach.
He's like,
I'm a Taurus.
He's like, what do you want to do? I'm 2-8. I hope I have a job next year. That crazy owner sits in the box. He's starting to look like his father, the Crypt Keeper, with a wig on. What? What are you looking for?
It's really the worst.
I mean, it's the worst haircut you've ever seen in your life.
That he travels 100 miles to get.
100 miles to get in a van.
Wow.
And then he's bringing that puppy to Miami. Woof.
Gross.
Man.
You know, there was an episode of Everybody Loves Raymond, and they were sitting in a church, and Raymond and Robert were sitting next to each other, and the guy in front of them had a hairpiece, and Ray was messing around with him doing like this, and then Robert hit his arm and hit him in his head to the side.
Too much?
And I was like, I couldn't... Oh my goodness.
I really liked that character on TV. I've never been more shocked seeing stand-up comedy. Oh, that guy is like Brad Garrett.
He is not funny.
Not funny, dude.
At the comedy club. Isn't that crazy?
He owns the Vegas Improv.
That's
it's all over the place too. Like he's got that syndicated TV money, and like he loves stand-up comedy so much. But dude, I went to the Improv to see that was the last before you gave me tickets, Marcos.
Yeah.
That was the last stand-up comedy show I saw. It was Brad Garrett, and I was like, this is terrible.
Well, if you want to see him again, $210.
What?
That's what it's saying.
Oh, he's coming down here?
No. This is at his comedy club.
Apparently. Wow.
Yeah, on Vivid Seats.
From $210?
The cheapest ticket you can get.
Vegas is so expensive.
$161 if you want to do cheap, you know, to see our boy Brad.
Marcos has to be PC because he might make a Miami trip. Take a break. More to come on the show. Busy, busy weekend. We got Cats to talk about. We got Panthers. Canes are going to be back in action this week. And a lot of fight action as well. More to come here on the show back after this.